that Nikki Wells, you have to smile. You have to smile.
She's just tagged you on Facebook.
She has indeed.
I can see from here.
And she has rightly said, slightly late owing to school run changes. But tuning into Siren FM right now. Good evening, Alex Leftuke and team. What's with the music? A meditative class. I mean, you know, let's watch the music. You know, we're trying to educate sort of folk. Honestly, what's with the music? Somebody who's also been listening to us after, of course, Sean Mullins and Lullaby, particularly great tune. There's a gentleman who always brings us great tunes in every sense of the word. Who might that be, Ed?
It might well be, certainly is, Cameron Tilbury.
Cameron Tilbury!
Yes.
Are you there,
Hello.
Cameron?
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here.
There we are, you see. I trust folk were aware that we'd moved you around thanks to giant vegetables.
Yeah. Things could be worse, I guess.
Thanks. You can't knock those giant vegetables, which is great. But, of course, The great news is that, obviously, Nikki can listen to you without sort of feeling that she has to listen to you all again on the podcast. Actually, she could do that as well.
Yeah, there you go.
And so can you, dear listener, southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, the site of all the Midweek Drive morning editions. Going back to 2010, of course, these days. Sarah, are you excited by the highway?
Yes.
A little bit of thought there, wasn't there?
I had to think about it.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm always very excited by Jessica Ridley, which I knew was going to sound a lot worse than it did when I actually wrote that down in the script.
Yeah.
It does, I think so. Go on, Cameron, take it away down the highway. It's an ideal drive time tune.
Okay, well, background on this song is tonight we're part of a big show they're having here in Nashville, Silver Dollar Saloon. Featuring Billy Don Burns and special guests, including Shooter Jennings. But Maple Star Music and Media has our very first songwriter session tonight as part of the show. And we're going to have great artists. And I'm really excited because this is the first time I get to see my wife perform live outside of, appearances.
Again, that sounds a lot worse when you say it than it actually does when you actually wrote the script for it. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, Jolia will be performing tonight some of her original music. There's going to be, we've got people from Hip Kitty, Jen and Mike and Alan, and this lady will be part of our songwriter session as well, too. This is Jessica Ridley and The Highway.
With the music. It's only the best music distilled and synthesized over millennia of work. Much like Jessica Ridley has done. Highway, what did you make of that, Sarah Bullimore?
I thought it was fantastic. See, now I am excited. Now I knew what you were.
There we are. Yeah, exactly. Ed's already he's so excited, he's been jumping up and down the studio. It's exciting. It's very good. Did you enjoy Jessica Ridley and Highway?
Do you know, I think that was perfect for 6:30.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it really was.
You've been listening to the show, Cameron. Any little highlights you'd like to put before we head over to Los Angeles' main man, Phil Lianus?
I always love listening to Michelle Monroe with stuff about her dad. I think that's a great bit.
Mm-hmm. There we are. And Fien Heel from Belgium. Richard Edwards, deputy editor of SFX magazine. Anna Lewis, notes from a very small island. And, of course, Martin Fish. Splendid. There we are. And it's time to throw those last two questions to Cameron Tilbury because, of course, next week, if he does say yes and agrees to continue the contract, it won't be with me because I'll be probably somewhere coming out of Wales living in the sea. Huh, no, they don't.
Are you being punished then?
Yeah, well, to celebrate and rejoice.
It could be worse. You could be in the Northeast.
Yeah. Okay.
I have been now, and it's okay. They're very nice people.
Yeah, exactly.
But we will be fine next week, Cameron. If you remember, when Alex was taken unwell in the past, we managed it.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
So you were my first phone guest, solo flying. Cameron, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
I certainly have.
And can we do it next week, please?
We'll be back next week.
Thank you.
Yes, well, I can't see them storming the Bastille. Well, on the other hand, maybe Natalie Tuck would. Anyway, if we actually press this button here...
The truth is always out there. Sometimes way out there. With the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
See, that was a pre-record. And that's a pre-record as well. But, Sarah, Director or Truth Seeker?
Truthseeker?
Truthseeker. Hmm. Okay then, well, Truthseeker, we go
from LA to Lincoln and via sirenonline.co.uk to the world. It's time for the midweek drive to connect with investigative filmmaker and planetary truthseeker, the one, the only, Phil Leoners.
Hey! After a gap of 3 weeks, the longest gap he's actually had and doing the show since 2012, or 2011 possibly, he is back with us. Are you not, Phil Leoners?
2011. Indeed, it's been more than 2 years. This is the, unless I'm mistaken, this is the third 9/11 anniversary we will
Celebrate it in our own sort of metaphysical ways, precisely. And do you know what exciting things we've actually got? Not only can we wish happy birthday to John Wenham, but we have got a bag which I'm going to ask you to actually present metaphysically to Sarah Bullimore, which actually ahead, for once, is the first time ever I've ever actually got her B-day before the rest of the toilet gears, exactly, before the thing. There we are, Sarah.
That's you.
For yourself to sort of work through
thank
that. You can say, because it's on the 13th, of course, so we just say
it is
Friday
the 13th.
There we exactly. So we thought we do want to worry about that.
You.
So have a little green envelope and a little piece of nourishment.
Do I have to open it now or can I save it?
I think you can save it to the
13th. Oh, look, you've even written it on the back.
That to be opened.
So, there we go, see.
You did that so well, Phil. I'm amazed you weren't booked for the various awards ceremonies that they actually have in Los Angeles. Marvellous. It's great. I feel you bonded with the whole thing. Nice to see that you're back live as opposed to Skyping, which, of course, he was doing in a secret location, because we don't know where Phil is. Because on Chilpark Hollywood this week, it was, well, very well, Dean Hagland, but Phil Leoners' secret location.
That's true. I was in a secret location, and we did it through the magic of the internet. We made the show possible. I was involved in a very hush-hush project, so
but
the
meanwhile,
less said, the better.
Exactly. The great population of the universe and Syria, they actually want to have an answer to this question. This is crucial to probably negotiations with, you know, our friends in Moscow and, of course, you know, across the globe in our own way. They need to know, how did you find that we coped with your substitutes, or how did your substitutes cope with stepping into your fine shoes over the last 2 weeks? Lily Holloman, we know, obviously, superb. Last week, Ed, whom did we actually have?
All I can think about last week was Nikki Wells and Cheeseballs.
Nikki Wells and Cheeseballs was not the name.
That was the wrong answer.
Of the man who actually stepped into to the breach very capably. He was, of course, NCIS's finest.
Dean Hagland.
No.
I'm guessing now. Honestly, if you could have just seen the look there, that was bordering on shame.
I'm sorry, Phil, but you know, sometimes you just.
What was I? Oh, I was doing internet duty. That's why I was concentrating.
Right, but you know, from this day forth, I shall refer to actor and my co-producer on the Lady Killers, Bert Bulos. I shall refer to him simply as Cheeseball, because it's a good nickname.
Well, there you are. So you see, Ed, the universe played it out perfectly. That's the crucial thing. It's
Bert. And it was Bert.
Exactly.
I do remember now, obviously.
Anyway, did you manage to catch any of that on podcast? Or when? Because obviously you couldn't listen because you were actually in an aeroplane with Lily Holloman at the time.
No, I have not heard anything. I haven't heard any midweek drive in these many weeks.
Good
heavens.
And
I think it's, who knows? Who knows how long? I think it's been since June of 2011.
What joys of catch-up you can
started.
Have.
I'm sorry, that's, but I will, of course I will catch up. And how do I catch up on all the excitement of the midweek draft?
Well, that would be simply through this little scenario here, Phil. If I press this button here, it should reveal everything.
Check out the online interviews, audio postcards, and more from the Midweek Drive and Midweek Drive Morning Edition on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com.
You see, that was Phil talking to Phil from the past to the future.
I have forgotten more about the midweek drive than most people will ever know.
Well, There you have it, you know, magically put together in every sense of the word. Dare I say it then, you haven't had a chance to catch the wonderment of this week's show with the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Los Angeles Master Chorale, Terry Knowles, Nashville's very own Cameron Tilbury, Fien Heel from Belgium, and of course Anna Maria Lewis from Jersey, not to mention those giant vegetables from the NEHS, North of England Horticultural Society, Autumn Flower Show, and of course Richard Edwards, Deputy Editor of SFX Magazine.
No, I didn't hear any of it. But now, boy, I can't wait. I mean, that sounds like a crackerjack show. And me, I'm in the same show with all those people?
Absolutely. This is the way forward. Perhaps.
Wow. Well, I will catch up. As soon as we are off the phone, I will immediately go and download the podcast.
It's what your portable audio device was made for, I feel. It's critical. Anyway, moving on from thence, it's time to actually go Lincoln Inspiring once again, because obviously this year we had a perfect Lincoln Inspired, apart from one thing, no sign of the Leonis Meister or the Holliman S. Wonderment that is Lily. Isn't that right, Sarah?
It is, indeed. Mm.
So how can we put that right for 2014, bearing in mind that Michelle Monroe has already blown us out by saying she's on a cruise?
No, well, you need to come to Lincoln, Phil.
Again.
Yeah.
Again. Yeah. See, exactly. Yeah. This is critical. And why is Lincoln Inspired the must-go-to event? You know, you talk about the San Diego Comic-Con, and we were, obviously, with Richard Edwards and the fun he was actually having there. But fundamentally, you know, what's the San Diego Comic-Con when you've got, you know, the likes of John Gerald? You know, who's, I mean, we didn't mention with Richard Edwards, John had actually been at the World Science Fiction Convention.
Just last week.
He's just returned from it.
Exactly.
He's just returned from that. So, you know, why is it significant that... Phil Lynn, I should put that in his diary when we have the dates filmed up, etc. Indeed, could actually sort of host one of them, our panels.
Yeah, well, definitely we want to do a lot more panel events, and we want to do a sci-fi panel as well for next year and explore a lot. And think of something to follow on from our 50 years of Doctor Who event as well.
So. As Randy Reinholdt says,
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
And if Randy says that, that's what we should do. Sorry, Phil, Randy cut across you there. At least his recording did. What were you going to orate to us?
Well, I was just going to ask whether or not it takes place in May.
It does, yes. It's the 6th to the 11th of May. The dates are next year.
Oh, okay, so we already do know the dates.
Yeah.
And Alex made it seem like the dates hadn't been straightened away, but in fact, they could not be more straightened away. And that is right around the time of the annual Sci-Fi London. So one would theoretically be able to make a trip, go to Sci-Fi London, and then take a very easy and lovely train ride to Nottingham, where Alex Lefchuk would pick one up, and then enjoy Lincoln Inspired.
Yep, no, that would be fantastic. That would be great.
I've got a better idea, actually. We could all come to Sci-Fi London, and then we could transport you back from London via our friendly car parking attendant in Essex. We'd love you to meet her.
We can kidnap you from Sci-Fi London, Phil. You don't have to worry about public transport at all.
And they can make a film of it, and we're done.
Genius, you know. The truth is always out there, particularly when I've been kidnapped to go to Lincoln.
That sounds like great fun. And, you know, the truth is, you know, compared to Comic-Con, you know, I actually prefer Dragon Con, which we've talked about before, which is a fan-run organization in Atlanta, as opposed to Comic-Con in San Diego, which is very corporate. And quite frankly, unlike Lincoln Inspired, I find that there's very little inspired about Comic-Con at all. In fact, it's all very, what's the word? Not manipulative necessarily, but rather than inspired, it's all just very kind of
corporate,
pre-planned. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean that's really it. And whereas there's no spontaneity to the event, I guess is what I'm saying. And Dragon Con, on the other hand, is quite spontaneous and quite fun. But I can only imagine. I mean, if Lincoln Inspired adds some kind of science fiction element to it. How cool would that be?
Yeah, and we're definitely spontaneous. We took a Dalek for a walk this year through the middle of the city centre, much to everyone's astonishment. We kidnapped him from Waterstones and took him through the centre, chained up. So
they took a Dalek for a walk.
We'll do anything.
Yeah, well, at least it was one way of actually drumming up the expertise for the thing, which is splendid. This is great stuff. So, yes, good news from that point of view. Sarah, anything else you want to throw to Phil Dearness, you know, as we continue the whole routine? Maybe, perhaps, how the lady killers, which still needs your help, dear listener. So if you're sort of thinking, yeah, that's the one that was sort of sponsored by friends and family and sort of funding, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I mean, Sarah, you're funding Lincoln Inspired.
Yes, we are.
Via crowdfunding.
We're doing crowdfunding.
Exactly.
And donations and everything. So,
And the Lady Killers needs the help as well. Let's share that.
How's it all going, Phil, with it? Are you on track? Or?
We are about to start post-production. There's a great deal of paperwork on the business side that requires my attention before I can start editing the film, and indeed my responsibilities on some other projects have pulled me away for the short term. But in looking at the footage, which is extraordinary, and just thinking about the way that we shot it, the style of the film, I actually think it's going to be a relatively quick process editing it. I mean, the all told post-production will be 6 to 9 months, and there are many costs that go along with that. So, yes, we are still reaching out and still trying to encourage people to make whatever donations they can, because any donation, any size, makes a difference.
Yeah,
and a not insignificant percentage of our budget has been raised at this point.
Fantastic.
So people can check it out at theladykillersmovie.com.
Excellent. And can they donate from there, Phil?
Yes, straight from there. And there's all manner of great perks that come along with being a donor.
Fantastic.
I see that Ian Mills has sent in a comment about the programme. It's marvellous. You know, Ian Mills has actually said, good recovery from the ISDN. Ha ha ha, smiley face. Yeah, I know. That's what we're always doing there, recovering from the ISDN, Ian. It's a way forward. And I see that Katie Grimmison and Sarah Bullimore have actually been tweeting about us. You have, haven't you, Sarah? It's very good.
I tweeted before I got here.
Katie has retweeted. It's very social networking. Can you select a number, Sarah, between 2 and 26, please?
Yes, I'm going to choose 13.
I'm going to go for 13. Yeah, well, exactly. The day September the 13th struck, it was the day Sarah Bullimore arrived on the planet.
The top 10 signs a really huge dream of yours is about to come true are, number 10, you regularly visualize the end result, the after party or beyond. Number 9, every day you show up doing something about it. Number 8, you're not attached to how it will come true. 7, it really matters to you. You really care. Number 6, you know who the first 3 people are that you'll call with the news. Number 5, you're smiling and winking way more than normal. Number 4, sometimes you speak and behave as if it already has. 3, it probably doesn't depend upon specific people. 2, you already know what your next goal is. And the number 1 sign a really huge dream of yours is about to come true, you keep whispering, sweet, thank you, yes, with clutched fist. Sweet, thank you, yes, the universe. Did you just smile and wink? Good. Keep on it.
Because I was always thinking of the character of Lurch, played by Ted Cassidy in The Addams Family, where he was sweet, rit, petite. I won't go into an Addams Family routine, get Arthur Weingarten on to actually talk about that. So, Sarah, was that a good choice, did you feel?
It was.
What did you make of that, Phil? Has that helped with you? Sweet?
Yes, I wouldn't say that I ever am probably whispering those things, though sometimes I do the clench bits. So yes.
Or as Nikki Wells would say, woo! She'd actually say a bit higher, probably an octave higher, actually. Several octaves higher in many ways. So, Ian is totally enjoying the show. Brilliant.
Well, that's totally.
Brilliant. Totally, totally enjoying the show.
And remember, Ian, first thing tomorrow morning, you've got to mend the ISDN. Once again, you are a star, Mr. Station Manager.
Technical operators personified. Superb. Okay, so you can still fund, obviously, the Lady Killers and get involved with that. Sarah, how can people in America... I haven't heard from Penny Evans, not that she's in America, but Buxton might as well be in America. How can she get on the case and actually fund
us?
Exactly, Lincoln Inspired.
Well, we're about to launch all our online funding, so nothing's available just yet, apart from you can press vote on the Skipton Building Society Grassroots Giving Appeal. But everything else is about to launch next week, so make sure you like the Lincoln Inspired Facebook page and listen in to Siren FM next Thursday morning on the 19th of September, and all will be revealed.
Just after midnight if you're in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It's easily put together, PST, you know, a little bit of insomnia, midnight through to 2 a.m. It's kind of sort of thing which will sort of ease you through the system. That's important. Well, I wonder, has Phil Leon ever heard of Katie Melua? Have you heard of Katie Melua, Phil?
I believe I have, though. I don't know why.
Well, she's wrapping up the sequence on the programme today. But, Ed, would you like to throw those last two questions to Phil Leonis, who probably, because he hasn't been paying attention, won't realise that I'm not going to be here next week. You will be. I won't be. There we are.
Are we on for next week, Phil?
That was a bit of a reverse spell, wasn't it? That wasn't even a kind of, as he had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat. It was straight in there.
No, that'll be outstanding.
Well, whilst the cat's away,
this telephonic chat just became interesting by finding out that next week the inmates are taking over the asylum.
Do you remember the last time? Yeah.
And it turns out that it wasn't the last time.
Oh, well, quite.
That's what's beautiful about it.
So have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link on the midweek drive, Phil?
Yes, it's been a painless re-entry into the Siren FM airwaves.
I thought you were sounding well.
And next week I'll be back with my usual vim and vigor, and I will, of course, be listening to the entire show hosted by Ed Wilman.
Quite, and I think we have Kate Melua to follow that.
I was just looking at Katie Grimson because, of course, Ed is the'd well man, basically, which, of course, the Ed, the'd.
I've never thought of
well
that
man.
Before.
Yes, you are the'd.
Hey, by the way, I just liked Lincoln Inspired.
Yay,
you see? There
you.
We are. And I trust you will like the Lady Killers.
Yes, definitely.
It's a reciprocated thing. It's very good. Okay, thank you, dear listener, for being with us for the last couple of hours, or however long you have been with us. We love you in any case. Thanks to Martin Fish, show director of the NEHS Autumn Flower Show. We'll be there on Saturday. Anna Maria Lewis from Jersey. Richard Edwards, deputy editor of SFX Magazine, which is, of course, Britain's, or the world, I should say, the world's number one sci-fi mag. That's SFX Magazine, the world's number one sci-fi mag. Fiene Heal from Belgium, Michelle Munro, Terry Knowles, president and CEO of the Los Angeles Master Chorale, and Cameron Tilbury from Nashville, and of course Phil Leonis. Celebrate your goodness. Sarah, have you enjoyed the show?
I have, thank you, Alex. It's been fantastic.
Back a week tomorrow then, basically.
Yes, definitely.
For the official launch, the Midweek Drive Morning Edition official Lincoln Inspired Takeover Day. And Ed, ready for Harrogate again?
I have got my cagoule found now, so all will be well.
Can we say bye-bye now?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.